This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So this is the last one for 2021. Here we go. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah? You got any snow in Wisconsin?
A little bit. Pixie's been snow blowing.
See, I tried to call Keita the other day, and she sends me, I've never gotten this text before. She's like, sorry, I was snow blowing. And I live in South Carolina, of course, so I don't even know what a snow blower looks like. So I can imagine that must be an intensive thing. But anyway, let's not spend too much time here. You want to be weaponizing, so introduce your guest and you guys take off if you would.
Yeah, for sure. So our guest today is actually from Wisconsin. This is Dan Marcon. He owns Marcon Shooting here in Wisconsin. Dan, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Good afternoon. Like she said, I'm Dan Marcon. I own Marcon Shooting. It's in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It's a 12-lane indoor shooting range. Been open 6 years now. We service weapons. We have a full-time gunsmith. We do classes of all sorts, from basic pistol to AR-15 classes, three-gun classes, multiple concealed carry classes. We even teach people how to hang helicopters and engage targets on the ground, to Cerakoting and weapon sales. So that's about the long and short of it. So
now, this is kind of an odd story. I was not always the weaponized woman. When I met Dan years ago, I was a concealed carry virgin, had no idea what I was doing. Watch it. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I think I have a guest.
You need to look into that. You go look into that, and me and Dan will talk.
All right. I'll mute myself for a sec.
Okay. So, Dan.
You got to love live radio. Yeah.
You do. Live radio is one of those things. That's the drama of live radio, Dan. That's how it works out. That's how it shakes out. So for you, running a gun range in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, how much of a gun state is Wisconsin actually, considering what we saw coming out of Kenosha?
Lord Jesus. Well, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Madison is kind of our, I guess you'd say, our liberal part of it. You get north of that area, you know, driving across Wisconsin, north to south is about 8 hours. East to west is about six. So there's quite a bit of Wisconsin out there. It's just 90% of it's, you know, conservative. The other part is the big city area, and it's, you know, it is what it is. So,
right.
But up here, it's a lot of gun people, a lot of hunting people. Concealed carry wasn't the big thing, but we are about an hour and a half east of Minneapolis. So, it's, you know, after last year and Kenosha just being 4 hours south of us, it's became a pretty big concern for a lot of people that are on both sides of the aisle.
Right. Well, you know, okay. We were just talking about the state. So you go ahead and pick up where you wanted to be. Dan, very good to talk to you.
You betcha, brother.
Yeah, so brand new to concealed carry. No idea what I'm talking about. Just came to kind of check these guys out, get to know them a little bit, and they handed me a gun to play around with and a concealed carry holster, just kind of a normal thing. They handed it to me, and I said, well, where do I put this? And they said, you put it in your pants. I was like, you want me to put this where? You want me to shove this down the front of my pants on the inside? And they're like, yeah. And to me, that was the most bizarre thing because it was my very first encounter with concealed carry. But the guys were very cool. They explained everything to me, and now I concealed carry every day, and it's no big deal. But that was just kind of a funny thought to think back on when I was bringing Dan on the show. That was one of my first memories of him. I thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, it's, and I mean, Tina's stature is definitely not like any of ours is. She weighs about as much as my leg. So trying to conceal a weapon when you're, you know, 100 and nothing, and, you know, that's what we get into here with ladies and stuff like that. Right now we have three ladies that work for us. They're actually on the floor right now. So we do bring a lot of females into the store. We bring a lot of females into the shooting world. We have women-only classes. It's just an awesome feeling to see ladies like Keita come in and then, you know, not know about concealed carry, and then a year or so down the road, they're doing it every day. It's awesome. That's mm-hmm. a huge, huge thing for me. It's kind of why I started what I'm doing, so.
Right, and not only am I doing it every day now, but I'm also teaching other women and helping other women out with gear when I was
exactly.
so clueless to start with.
Yep, yes. And that's even our female instructor. We have one here, and she was the same way about 7 years ago. She came to us, and she's been with me ever since, and her husband are great people, but she was just a new shooter, and ladies are like, well, I don't really know how to conceal carry or shoot, so I don't think I'll really carry. Don't let that hold you back. You know, get into
right.
it. Jump feet first. I mean, women are a lot faster learners than men and really take it to heart and actually do a lot better than guys do, we find out.
Yeah, I send a lot of students to you because they ask if I can teach locally, and I'm usually off traveling somewhere, so I send them right to you guys. And you've got Joe there, and Joe actually does competitive shooting very well, and he does three guns, so you really have a vast collective knowledge, which is unusual for an indoor range.
Yeah, I mean, my expertise is definitely not competition shooting. The little bit of time I do get to get on the range and do, you know, USPSA or whatever, I train USPSA for myself, basically like I'm in a shooting situation. So I always reload behind mm-hmm. cover. I'm always, you know, popping before, you know, looking before I shoot type thing. And it's, you know, I get yelled at a lot from guys that are shooting with me, and I'm like, I'm not there for the time. I'm there for the training mm-hmm. aspect for my personal self. And I
right.
love it. It works great, but, you know, I'm not in the fatal funnel. I'm jumping behind a door to shoot or whatever. But our expertise here, you know, like Chris, our gunsmith, he's been in the business. He's what, 50 some years old. He's been doing it since he was a teenager. His dad did it. You know, Steve T and those guys are our World War II, our military weapon experts. You know, we have some full auto experts in here. Mine is not hunting really. I mean, I grew up hunting because I'm from northern Wisconsin. But I don't go out west and hunt, you know, elk for 3 weeks at a time, or, you know, I pick up a regular deer rifle like 90% of the people do, and I shoot. Mine is personal defense, self-defense, that type of stuff from what I've done the past 25, 30 years, so.
And they are completely different worlds. Like, when I went in there and I thought, oh, I do competitive shooting, I know what I'm talking about, and then realized just how much I absolutely did not know about defensive shooting, which really made me interested in learning more. But that kind of reset me, where I was like, oh man, I know nothing about this. So it was good. You guys put me in my place a little bit.
And that's our
in a good way.
Yep.
Coming up on the break, guys, if we can, let's get you to hold up right there, if you'd be so kind. When we get back, we're going to find out how to find Mr. Macron and Marcon.
Okay.
Marcon, thank you. I'm confused. I'm only the host, Dan. I'm only the talent. I'm not supposed to know what I'm doing. Anyway, we'll do better in the next segment. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, this is Weaponized Woman. Her guest is Dan Markon. And when I said that we will try to do better, I meant me, Keita.
No more guests?
No more
dogs barking?
No, well, no. Well, I mean, you know, the dog, I understand that the dog, Keita's dog, has never met me and yet doesn't like me. So, anyway, real quick, Dan, tell everybody how they can find your facility online and everything and where they would come to visit you in Eau Claire if they wanted to.
We are at markonshooting.com. That's MARC-ON, kind of a play on my last words, shooting.com. And our Facebook page is Mark on Shooting or Mark on Shooting Range. We have two of them because we got to stay ahead of the Facebook police. So we're going to have two of them running. The Mark on Shooting is our main one. We're also on Instagram. You can follow us there. We just got that up and running. My sister's actually running that with another person. So in Eau Claire, we're actually between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. So if you drink beer, Line and Kugel's beer is kind of our area beer we're known for, and we're about 2 miles from that on Lake Halley. So yeah, it's colder than heck up here right now. It's actually a heat wave, probably about 10 degrees, so not too bad.
Keita, how would they find you?
180 Firearms Training on Facebook and Instagram, also Keita Bussey on both Facebook and Instagram, or you can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com to purchase a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport.
So please, take off, if you would.
Yes, yeah, so Dan, before you started doing all this, you have a military background. Did you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, I grew up from a small town up in northern Wisconsin, kind of my pitch. Born and raised, town of 500 people, graduating class was like 17 people, literally 17 people. And
wow.
I joined the military. Yeah, joined the military, went in the U.S. Navy, was on USS Nimitz, an aircraft carrier, did two tours in the Persian Gulf, 91 and 93, so that kind of dates me. Got out, went to the Army for a couple years, did the Wisconsin National Guard out of Menominee, did 3 years as a light infantry, mechanized unit, machine gunner, and then started doing personal protection work. So when I was in the Navy, I fixed F-14s, F-18s, structural mechanic and a fueler, during the Gulf War, and then my second tour over there. So I liked it. It was a great experience. Right now I'm fighting the VA actually all the time, as most of us are, for the Persian Gulf syndrome. Stuff is kind of still kicking my butt. Sorry about that. And
good save, though. Good save.
Yeah, thank you very much. And so I just got, my doctor finally said that. He goes, yep, you're definitely qualifying for Persian Gulf syndrome, which is the same thing my dad happened to him with Agent Orange. He was in the Marine Corps, and it took him about 25 to 30 years to okay his Agent Orange stuff.
Oh, wow.
Then I went to law enforcement and Department of Corrections. That was after I did 5 years of bodyguard work around the U.S. and North America in the 90s, and kind of led me to where I'm at now.
Okay.
So kind of a boring life.
So would you get back pay to the time you first filed, do you know?
That's what we're waiting on. I mean, literally in December I had my appointment, and it took me 3 months to get that appointment. And my docs looked at me, and he looked everything over, and he goes, you have Persian Gulf syndrome. And I'm like, thank you. Finally, after almost 30 years, somebody recognizes it. About a week before, I was actually in my VA file, because you can do everything online, and I've had files since 96, and they're supposed to. It says, you know, denied Persian Gulf. So if it does, if they do back pay me, then
it'll go way back.
It'll go back a ways, yeah. So it'll be a nice payout, hopefully. But here at the shop, you know, I mean, I have 25 employees, and about 75% of my staff are vets. So pretty proud of that, but yet we also put up with a lot of stuff with each other. You know, we all have our small ways of doing stuff. Men and women, you know, I mean, all fighting percentages. Some are 100%, some are 30%, some aren't, you know, anything. But we each have our own ideas of stuff, and we work together pretty well. But our dry sense of humor, Keita, our off sense of humor kind of flows well with each other. So.
Well, that's just a military thing. That's just a military thing.
Yep. I mean, our HR department is a 20-year retired Marine. She runs our HR department. So, to say the least, if you have a complaint, it better be good.
All right.
So you've really grown since the last time I stopped out. I think I stopped out a couple of years ago to zero a gun before a match or something.
Yep.
And you only had maybe, I think you had one employee at the desk and maybe one on the range.
Yeah, we at that time we probably had nine, ten of us. Now we have three or four people on the floor almost all the time. A couple people in the back plus our instructors. It's going pretty good. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, Bill, you might not know, he's a well-known name in this community and known for giving back to the community. So he's kind of a figurehead for the Eau Claire, Chippewa area in Wisconsin.
Cool.
Everybody knows his name.
Plus, he was really Mick Infantry. He was Mick Infantry.
Yep. It's really weird being that, Keita, you brought that up, and I started dating a lady that has two kids, and I don't never had kids. I just have dogs. And they're 10 and 12, and we'll be out in town having dinner, and people come up to me and tell me they love my podcast or they love my live feeds or they love the shop or what I do with the community or something. And I've never really been that center of, I try to do stuff
weird,
behind
right?
the scenes. But, and the kids look at you and like, Mr. Dan, you're famous. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I just can't eat dinner without somebody talking to me all the time. And they're
right.
like, no, people want to know, what your feelings are about this or what your thoughts are on this thing. And it's pretty neat to be a positive role model, I guess, in that aspect, seeing how the stuff that I've done in the past, we don't really talk about, especially being part of, in the bodyguard community or the hit teams that we did.
I tell you what, Dan, hold up right there, if you would. We're coming up on the next break. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Dan Marcon. And they're discussing his background and everything, the gun range, all the other stuff that makes him unique and special. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three people are now testing positive for coronavirus every second. It's a startling statistic as the nation hit nearly 2 million cases this week. That means the daily average is up to 277,000, the highest of the pandemic. The uptick comes as the CDC this week shortened the recommended time individuals need to isolate if they test positive for COVID-19. The agency cut the time frame from 10 days to 5. This as Surgeon General Vivek Murphy reminds everyone that getting vaccinated protects you. The Surgeon General has a blunt warning.
The most important role of vaccination
is to save your life and keep you out of the hospital.
President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin talking today. The two set to discuss the situation at the border of Russia and Ukraine. USA Radio News. President Biden is asking the Supreme Court to overturn its enforcement of the Trump-era remain-in-Mexico border policy, saying it leaves illegal immigrants in unacceptable conditions. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd reacts to the administration's claim, saying overturning the policy would only help drug and human trafficking cartels.
The criminal cartels do not fear law enforcement. What they fear is policy. They fear if they're going to be prosecuted. They fear if MPP is going to be brought back, because then they can't go into countries and advertise their services and make billions of dollars off of our policies.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The policy forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico until a United States judge hears their claims. The FDA is reportedly expected to broaden eligibility for Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine boosters to kids ages 12 to 15. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey. She is the weaponized woman. Her guest is Dan Marcon. And off we go, folks. There you go. Have at it.
Thank you,
Keita.
Much.
Keita?
Keita?
Sorry, I muted myself.
Okay. Because you don't want me to be the weaponized woman.
The dogs were barking. Okay. So we were talking about that sort of local celebrity status, which, of course, isn't the same as, you know, being a Hollywood celebrity big time. But you get a little taste of it sometimes, and you know those are the people who sort of make you who you are to an extent, and you're grateful to those people and want to be kind and give them your time. But there are other times you're just running out quick and you're in a time crunch, or you just want some alone time with your loved ones, or for you don't experience this, I'm sure, but for me, it's like, oh, I didn't put on any makeup and I haven't showered yet. I hope I don't run into anyone. And that's one time I ran into someone where I got recognized and he got recognized. Dan ran into me at Petco or PetSmart or something. I have no makeup on. I'm just like hiding under my hat. Don't look at me. And he's like, hey,
I remember that. Yep, I was like,
hey,
what's up?
I'm like, hey, Dan. So no, we actually recognized each other, so that's kind of fun.
It's nice. I mean, I started a podcast here this last October because I was getting shut down on Facebook. And
yeah.
I like to speak my mind, and my live feeds I do every Friday. I have people from all over the world tune into those. I got a couple of people down in New Zealand that follow me and stuff, which is pretty cool. And but yeah, Facebook was shutting it down, especially with the political aspect that we have going, you know, and not to get too much
into
that, but it is, you know, you start voicing your opinion locally or nationally or globally, they will close you down. So we started Mark on Unleashed, and it's been going pretty well. We don't do the
you can't watch
me do it and stuff, but it's Mark on Unleashed, and we're on Spotify and Apple iTunes, Amazon. It's pretty weird going on Amazon Music and then bringing up my own podcast and listening to me.
Yeah.
It's like, that's me. You know, and like I said, I came from a town of 400 people, 17 people in my graduating class, and I'm on, you know, Amazon Music.
Yeah, isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, because aren't you from a small town up north, too?
I went to Medford. And then I went to a boarding school for high school, so my graduating class was a little bigger than yours. We had about 100, but still pretty small.
Yeah, and so now, you know, now I'm down here running, you know, I mean, a pretty big business. We train thousands of people a year from all over the country. I have people call me up from all over for expertise, you know, SMEs as far as subject matter experts in court cases. People actually care what I have to say. Senators, representatives, state representatives contact me on gun laws and things like that. And it's like, wow, this is pretty heavy. You know, I mean, I sit back in my office once in a while and I'm just like, you know, I'm just a guy with
four dogs.
Yeah. You know, and it's because of the people that come in and that I see out on the streets and people I talk to on Facebook and social media and Instagram and stuff. And I mean, I really enjoy it. This in 2022, we may be doing something in the political field. We're not real sure yet. It might in the next 30 to 45 days, we might be coming out with that. We've been talking with past administrations and stuff that have came to us. So we're excited about that. But as long as we can keep, you know, safety and security for men and women and our kids on the forefront, that's the biggest thing. This, the way, you know, I'm not sure how this is supposed to go, but the way the world is going now, which is going to heck in a handbasket.
Terrifying.
It's terrifying. And in our world, you know, yours and mine, we're in the weapon world all the time, and we're talking to people about this and that, and they're like, oh, they're not going to do that. And then in 2 weeks they're doing that, or 2 months they're doing that, and it's like, here it is, you know.
Yep.
But hey, they gave me $200 free last week, you know. It's not, you know, pretty soon World War II, the history of World War II, you know, these concentration camps that were back then that they don't like to talk about, and now it's the, you know, the COVID camps, and the, you know, you can't come and eat in my restaurant if you don't have a shot. And, you know, we haven't closed down one day. Yeah. We've not closed down one day since this started. The day it went into effect, that March in 2020, the police chief came to my shop and, you know, asked why I was still open. I said, well, because of the Second Amendment. And he looked at me and I'm like, you want to go there? I just trained your staff a week prior.
One week
exactly. We trained him in our range. Joe and I did. And he's like, well, you got to clear it with Madison. I go, it's cleared. I'm like, and we were packed. I mean, people were buying guns left and right that didn't even know how to spell guns. And we're selling classes and stuff. And he was cool. You know, we did our thing with Madison. I took a break and went into the office and did the thing. But we never once closed. I never once made people have masks on in my shop. You know, prior to that, if you had a mask on in my shop, we probably dropped you. But now it's kind of normal. I put a sign on my door that says, you're an adult, just don't lick the person in front of you. You know, wearing a mask is up to you. And all my guys have had COVID. They all got it from their spouse, or their child, not from the shop. I myself had it. I must have, because I did an anti-vax test or whatever.
Antibody,
you know about that. Yep, antibody test, and I was super high in antibodies, me and my girlfriend, so we both had it. It's it is what it is. I mean, now it's got a new strain up here, and it's called the common cold. I mean, come on, people. So, you know, when people say, well, what about if they come after your gun? I've said this before, and I will be the, you know, I have several hundred guns in the shop and tons of ammo and stuff. They will be picking my body out of my parking lot before they shut me down. This is everything I have. This is my world. You know, I mean, it is what it is. You're not just going to come in and be like, oh, we're closing these doors. You're not. Because I can guarantee you local PD are not going to do it. And anybody that's smart enough in the, you know, no offense to the government, but if it's some right-wing branch or, you know, that they're putting together, which we know that that's out there under the FEMA or whatever code they do it, and try to shut stuff down like this, it's going to be bad. And I listen to people come in, and I'm just, like, trying to talk sense to them. Like, look, just calm down, you know. I mean, you work in business or you work in banking or whatever. I'm the first guy they're going to come after. I mean, the guns and the ammunition and stuff like that.
You and me both.
I mean, it is what it is. So, I mean, everything I have is in this 14,000-square-foot building. And I'm doing consulting to other ranges around the country. I was just went up and looked at a range near here to purchase it. But I think we're just going to stick with what we do here best. And like I said, there might be some political stuff coming up in the near future. So that's just kind of where we're at here at Marca. It's what we do. We love the new shooters. The kids coming in, we sponsor a lot of youth shoots here. We have the National Rifle Club that's local comes in and shoots every Monday during the winter months. So they're here Monday at 6 o'clock and shooting 22s. We have Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts come in. It's just fun to do.
Let me get you to hold right there. Last break for the weaponized woman for 2021. Joined today by Keita Bussey and her guest Dan Marcon. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. And you've mentioned it a few times, talking to Dan Marcon. What's the name of your podcast?
Marcon Unleashed. M-A-R-C-O-N Unleashed.
Pretty good name, huh, Keita?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of your podcast, Keita?
180 Firearms Training Podcast.
Marcon Unleashed, 180 Firearms Training.
We talk about everything.
Hey, I hear you. I hear you. Okay, Keita, long segment. Go.
Yeah, so you did mention people coming into a gun store with masks on, and suddenly now that's okay. So that's interesting because somebody could walk in with a loaded mag in their pocket, ask to see the gun that matches that mag, and all of a sudden it's an armed robbery.
Well, technically they can come in here with a loaded gun, and because you don't need a case in the state of Wisconsin, so they come here with an AR-15. And I mean, the whole building's set up in a security standpoint, just from my past, from my history. But so we watch everybody comes in. You know, if they have a gun right away, you know, we say, you know, we greet everybody when they come in the door. By the time they get off the rug, you should always at least get a hello, how's it going, what can we do for you today? Every person that comes in the door should be that. And if they don't, or if they don't acknowledge us, then the team's basically deploys.
On high alert.
Yep, right on them. And they're like, you know, hey, can I help you with anything? And we start reading the body languages, hands in the pockets, hands on their hips, you know, that type of stuff. And my guys, in my job interviews, I ask them flat out, you know, are you going to be able to carry a firearm? Yes. What do you think about concealed carry? What do you think about taking the life of another? You know, because a few years ago, we did have somebody come in here. It was just me at the time and Chris, our gunsmith. And we talked. We walked around the shop. He was good to go, went in the range, rented a gun. And I watched him blow the top of his head off.
Yeah.
Right
I
in front of me.
That.
So, yep. So, and being in the prison system, I was a sergeant for 14 years in the Wisconsin prison system. I'd seen death and stuff like that and all that right. things and being in the service. And, but doing it in your living room, if you would, basically is what this is, because this is my house. I'm here 16 right. hours a day minimum. Kind of messed me up. And I didn't want, I know I never wanted my staff to ever see that or have to draw down on someone. We have came out of holsters before just from people not knowing what to do. You know, they pull it out and point it and just want you to look at something. And, you know, one of the guys is, you know, is a USPSA guy and he's fast. I mean, guns out and it's like, whoa, everybody, let's all calm down here. But with the mask on thing, it's very, now probably I'd say 10% of people come in here with a mask on. That's if that. And it's probably, you know, we had some, a guy the other day, he was in a wheelchair, older gentleman, came in, he, you know, super nice. He's like, you mind if I keep this mask on? He goes, I've been wearing a mask since before it was cool. I kind of chuckled. I was like, no problem. He goes, he catches pneumonia real easy and stuff. But most of the time people just take them off at the door. But it's the world we live in, and you got to be able to read people more than ever. And that's whether you're in our gun shop or on the streets, in school, I mean, wherever. So
when I was teaching in New Zealand, there was a guy who offed himself at the range there. And the interesting thing is a lot of times when people come into a range to do that, they aren't showing a lot of signs. They just seem happy because they've yep. made the decision and they've made peace with it and they're excited about it. So they don't have signs that you would see as depression or anxiety or anything like that. They just seem happy, which makes it nearly impossible to tell.
Right. Sometimes, you know, we question people before they actually go on the range. So when you start questioning them and talking with them, sorry, those are my guys. Hey,
your turn.
You know, yeah, those are my guys. And so, you know, we if they are down and depressed, you know, they're the ones that are just about ready to do it. They're not sure yet. So we stopped probably about a dozen people over, like I said, over the 6 years that we've been open from shooting. You know, you're going to have to do it somewhere else. Or you're going to have to, you know, maybe just that 10 minutes or we start talking with them a little bit. And, you know, just we've notified law enforcement on a couple people. You know, hey, this guy probably shouldn't have a gun.
That's a,
right.
It's well, just, that's a, it's
something,
what is it,
it's something you don't
31?
Want to go to sleep with at night. Yep. I think it's 31. They bring them in. So, and we're all on video. You know, everything here is on recording from the time you come in the parking lot. So, I'm fortunate for the people, the public around us, the staff I have on hand. You know, like I said, 70% are veterans. So a lot of them are pretty aware of what's going on. A couple of ladies I have now are actually bartenders by trade. So they
that'll give you spatial awareness.
Oh, my gosh. These girls are, they're just learning the gun industry, which is great. And I've always said, you know, for 6 years, I said, if I could take some bartenders and teach them guns, I would be happier than you know, pig in mud. And here I am, one's my sister and one's Heather, and they're doing great. I mean, they're awesome.
But yeah, so. They're good with people. They're aware of their surroundings. They have quick reaction times. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And a great work ethic.
Exactly. Yeah, they're not until 2 in the morning. You know, we close at 8, so they're happy to get home at a decent time. So, granted, you don't have the tips to do, but it's at least, you know, like you said, they go, the people that come in here are all nice, for the most part, are good people. Whereas in a bar scene, you're kind of in a whole other ballgame.
So, I don't know if you're in a situation where you have any sort of companies you work with or sponsorships, anything like that, anyone you want to give a shout out to?
You know, besides, I've done my whole thing myself. I pulled
That's
on my
That's what I figured.
And did everything that way. I had some silent partners, bought them out a year ago. We started the March on Unleashed podcast just this spring. You know, I always give shout outs to local watering holes, you know, just local bars on my podcast that we go to and we bring people out that come into town. But as far as I never grew up with people giving me money or giving me anything, everything I got, I put forth and pushed forward and made happen. So, you know, besides my team here, that's who I want to give a shout out to is the people, the men and women I have working for me, and those are the ones that make mark on mark on. You know, I can't franchise it because I can't take these people and make them doubles. So right. I guess we just stay where we're at and do it well and do what we can and check us out online and all that good stuff. When you get in Wisconsin, if you're stopping to see Keita, stop and see us. So.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if I have people coming from out of country, I've sent them your way so they can go shoot something they don't get to normally shoot.
It's awesome seeing foreigners come in. I mean, we have people from, you know, Europe and China and all New Zealand, wherever, and they come in and we have AR-15s and Uzis and stuff on the wall, and you can rent stuff. And we're S3 dealers, and we're a manufacturer, so we have full autos. They're like, can I hold that? And we're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, they're like, wait, I can touch it?
Right. I can take pictures of that? And we're like, yeah, no problem.
Right.
So, you know, we have some friends in Australia, and they say to me all the time on my live feeds when they're watching me, do not ever, ever let the government start registering and confiscating your firearms, because it'll never stop there. And that's what happened to that back in the late 80s.
Right.
Looking at the history of that.
We're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time.
In Sydney, so. All right. Well, it was a pleasure, you guys.
Well, listen, give out your website, the name of your podcast and everything real quick, if you would.
Mark on Shooting is my website, and Mark on Leap is my podcast for me.
Keita?
180 Firearms Training on Facebook and Instagram, or you can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you would like to set up a class in an area near you, or order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport. Thanks again, Bill, and thanks again, Dan.
All right.
Fun.
It was awesome.
Weaponized Woman will be back in 2022. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.